This is Conversations. I have a very fine guest on with me today, and you're going to love the music that he's involved with. His name is Mike Scheuster. He's with Mercy Me that we know and love and have for many years, and they have something coming called the Wonder and All Tour with Big Daddy Weave, Tim Tim, and Sam Wesley. Oh my goodness, I can hardly breathe. That's April 2nd. So let's make Mike welcome. Mike, thank you so much for your time. Tell me what you're thinking about for this tour. What's going to happen?
Oh gosh, who could know, really, honestly. It's always just chaos until it happens. No, we're super, super excited. You know, Big Daddy Weave, we've been friends with them since before we had signed a record deal.
Yes.
We had a show, I think, in Alabama, and they were the opener, and we had never heard of them. And we were pretty big on ourselves. We thought we were a pretty good band.
Uh-huh.
And they started their sound check, and we're like, oh no, we have work to do. we've known
those
guys forever, huge fans. This is actually the first tour we've ever done with them. So
really?
we're super pumped for that.
Oh,
yeah. And
nice.
Then Tim Timmons, a lot of people, Tim Timmons and Sam Wesley, a lot of people might not know who they are, but they may be aware that there's a sequel to the I Can Only Imagine movie coming out. Tim, crazy, right? Tim is a big part of the new movie.
Yes.
He's a dear friend of ours, and we've known him for years. He's a worship leader and singer-songwriter, and he's actually the co-writer of the song Even If, which the movie is about.
Okay.
And then Sam is Bart's oldest son.
Yes.
He's a new artist. He actually just released his first single, and he's killing it. He's doing great. But he's also a big part of the story of how Even If was written. And so we thought it would be really cool to bring them out kind of, alongside of the movie release. I mean, Sam's a knucklehead, but Tim's a dear friend, so we're super excited. For the people who will be there, but mostly just because of the hang backstage is going to be
awesome. Oh, I know it will be. And it's like, people don't know. And I know a lot of people wonder, like, what do you guys do behind the scenes? What's it like on the bus? What's it like? Give us kind of a feel for that, can you, since you've been doing this for a while?
Yeah, we sit around and make fun of each other most of the day. Some of us will try to sneak out and play golf if the weather's nice.
Or,
sometimes we'll take motorcycles on the road with us and go exploring a little bit. But yeah, it's everything you imagine a traveling circus to be. You got crew guys who are like family. They're the ones who make the show actually happen. They're the ones who are doing all the hard work during the day while we literally sit around and make fun of each other all day. So,
but then you have to bring it when it's time to go on. I mean, you all have to have the work done, the rehearsal. You have to work for it.
We have to be on. Yeah. The work looks different for us than it does for the crew guys, for sure. It's like the body of Christ.
There's
not everybody's a pastor, and not everybody is able to give the same as others, and not everybody can serve in the same way. We treat it like that.
That's right. The body has lots of members, and all of us are important into the whole kingdom aspect. So before we leave, it's Thursday, April 2nd at the Coliseum. Tickets, we've been promoting this already on our website for Mercy Me's tour. What's the thing that keeps you all solidly and biblically grounded while you're on the road?
Aside from our wives, I would say continually hearing stories about how God's used us. I think the thing that we've always said, like somebody asks us, how long are you guys going to do this? When are you going to wrap it up? Bands don't last forever. I think it's when we feel like we're no longer producing fruit. And evidence of that fruit for us has been, people talking about how one of our songs got them through the loss of a loved one or a divorce or cancer or whatever horrible thing that we all end up going through at some point. For some reason, God's allowed us to have songs that connect with people through that. And as long as that's the case, I think we'll
keep
have
going.
A reason to keep going.
Keep going. We want you to. Mike, you're a blessing. Say hi to the team, and we can't wait to see you. Coming up Thursday, April 2nd, 7 p.m., War Memorial Coliseum, Mike Scheuster. He's the guitarist, founding member of Mercy Me. So when you see him up there rocking out, just say, I know him. He's my friend.
Yeah, we're besties.
That's right. Everything you need to know, and you can even hear this interview back on my Conversations link. And of course, we have a link on our website for the tickets at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.